Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So I've been recording some training for my coaching program, the 90-Day Pipeline, and I was working on the training for the first module, which is about choosing your clients. And this is, you know, easily the most important module in the program in that it sets the stage for what comes. If you're not clear on the clients that you serve, it's really hard to do marketing for a number of reasons. But it's also probably the most challenging module for clients to understand, comprehend, and apply. It's actually not terribly hard to understand. It's hard to apply. And the reason is because there's a lot of fear that comes with this exercise, because I'm asking my clients to really narrow their focus to a specific type of client and to do a specific kind of work and solve a specific problem. And that's hard for them to do quite often, because I'm dealing with people that have a ton of experience, a ton of expertise, really smart folks who could go a number of different ways, and to get them to focus on one direction, to have one focus, one type of client, one problem they solve is easier said than done. And so I've been racking my brain about how to present this. And the one analogy that keeps coming back to me, and it sounds so cliche. I mean, I was really hesitant to put this in the training because it sounds so cliche, but it just works. It's perfect. Is the following. You want to be a big fish in a small pond. I know it's so cliche. I get it. But it's true. You don't want to be a small fish swimming with all these other small fish vying for attention in a big pond where you're going to get lost. No one's going to notice you. And this is what everybody does. Everybody does this in the consulting space, in the professional services space. It's we're these small little fish, and we're in this big, massive pond where, guess what? Everybody else is playing in that pond. Everybody else is going for those clients. Everyone else is playing in that market or in those industries or for that business, including the bigger firms, your big firm competitors. And, you know, you don't really stand a whole lot much of a chance competing with them for that big pond, for that kind of work. But if you're a big fish in a small pond, that's where you have an advantage. If you can define a clear focus for yourself, if you can define the small pond that you're going to swim in, then what happens is you start to get noticed for that specific area of work, for that specific capability, for that specific problem that you solve for the client that you solve it for. And now all of a sudden the other fish, they can't swim in your pond because they don't have that capability, or they can't solve that problem, or they don't have experience working with those clients. And even the big firms, they can't match your level of expertise as applied to that specific focus, because they do everything. They do all kinds of things. So they just can't match you when you're in that small pond. And that's honestly the best analogy I can think of. Like, I got nothing else. That's really what it comes down to. And I'm asking you, would you rather be a small fish in a big pond, or would you rather be a big fish in a small pond? Hopefully, the answer is obvious. I don't think that's the problem. I think you acknowledge that you want to be a big fish in a small pond. However, there is an implementation gap, as there always is. Chances are, your actions, the way you present yourself, the way you position yourself and your business and your firm, is not aligned with that thinking. Chances are, the way you look right now is you're trying to swim in a really, really big pond, and you look like a small fish. And I would challenge you to really question that and to think about, well, what can you do to be the big fish in a small pond?
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.